I promise to... Sorry there for a moment. I thought I'd just been nominated for some office. Not that I've accepted, but I'm perfectly happy being your host on Monitor 68. I'm Gene Rayburn, and since there's been no objection from our credentials committee, we're happy to see Tom Jones, or he can stand if he likes, as he sings his latest, Help Yourself.
Love is like candy on a shelf. Want the taste and help yourself. The sweetest things are there for you. Help yourself, take a few. That's what I want you to do. We're always told repeatedly the very best in life is free. And if you want to prove it's true, baby, I'm telling you, this is what you should do. Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms. Just say the word and they are yours. Just help yourself to the love in my heart. Your smile has opened up the door.
People, fewer factories, fewer cars. So there was very little air pollution. Today, to combat this problem, new General Motors cars have highly effective air pollution control systems. These systems will stay effective only if we have them serviced periodically. New car, older car. See your General Motors dealer for expert emission control service. Let's do all we can, and we'll all breathe a lot easier. Say, do you drive a car? I guess many of you do. Most likely the answer is yes. And if so, our advice is to listen very carefully to what you're about to hear from Army Specialist 5, Rod Runyon of Fort Benjamin Harrison, Indiana.
Picture, if you will, driving on the New York Thruway to Buffalo. It's a Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, and traffic is heavy.
We've been driving for probably 2.5 hours in a sea of red. I came over a rise. I was driving. I don't know yet why I thought something was wrong, but I did. And I started braking, and I got stopped just in time. We found out later 3 people had been killed 5 miles ahead, and traffic was stopped solidly for 5 miles. The fellow behind us didn't catch it. And he took the ditch to avoid hitting us, hit a tree, and was killed, apparently instantly. And I said to my wife that night, this is the first time the thought had occurred to me that if the taillights on these automobiles on the New York Thruway that night had been green, this man would be alive.
His name is Arthur Secord, professor of speech at Brooklyn College in New York. Until about 6 years ago, he was contented with being a professor of speech. But after that Wednesday night on the New York Thruway, he started using his ability to communicate by speaking for something other than teaching. Today, Dr. Secord is part of an individual movement to try to convince the American public, our legislators and automobile makers, that driving will be safer if cars are equipped with green tail lights to indicate movement and red ones to indicate stopped.
The way I try to put it sometimes is, what would happen to traffic in any city if you used red for a go sign and just a little brighter red for stop? And that's exactly what you have on the back end of your car, which is about as silly as you can get.
And what is public reaction to the idea of green taillights?
Almost unanimously, well, ye gods, I never thought about it before, but it's logical. Very seldom, and any reaction that isn't that is usually something like, well, are you sure that's the right color? Should it be green, or should it be blue, or amber, or yellow, or some other color? But I have never yet had anybody that said, well, we agree that it's ridiculous to have red for both a running light, a tail light, and a stoplight.
Meanwhile, Secord has picked up some scientific backing. Merle Allen, professor of optometry at Indiana University, has established that red is a poor light by which to judge distance, and further, that green is the best light in the spectrum for judging distance. A few years from now, green tail lights on the family buggy may be a reality. After all, they're changing our fire engines from decades of traditional red to white, because white is easier to see at night. And some police departments have installed blue flashing lights instead of red ones, because psychologists say blue is a calmer color and might not scare people as much. This is Army Specialist 5 Rod Runyon at the Defense Information School, Fort Benjamin Harrison, Indiana.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, that makes absolutely perfect sense. Green for running lights, red for brake lights. Now, what do you think? I'll tell you what. Why don't you write to us and let us know what you think, if you favor this plan or if you don't. And if most of you do and we get a big response from you, why, we'll take that mail and we'll see what we can do about it from our end here. Send a postcard to Monitor, NBC, New York.
People on the go always seem to know.
Always deep down good. Miller, the champagne of bottled beer. Simply because Miller makes it right.
Miller makes it right. Miller makes it right.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
17 minutes before the hour, and you're on the Monitor Beacon.
Harpsichords at Detroit Summer Sale. Detroit Furniture announces that virtually everything in beautiful home furnishings is available during its summer sale, but no harpsichords. Thousands of designs for living, dining, and bedrooms, magnificent styles in the mood of Mediterranean, France, Italy, Spain, all are on 10 fabulous air-conditioned showroom floors, but no harpsichords. Right now, during this important summer sale event, Detroit is literally a city of furniture excitement, with savings that are incredibly impressive. The range is enormous and includes carpeting, accessories, lamps. So come to Detroit for a rewarding visit. The address is 567 Flushing Avenue in Brooklyn. Parking is private and next to the showroom building. Call Evergreen 8-1900 for the best way to get to Detroit.
Detroit summer sale ends tomorrow. Showrooms are open until 6 p.m.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Hi, Monitor fans. This is Ron and Martin. We're just asking you to please remember, send us $5,000 and a new Cadillac,
and we'll send you a statement in 25 words or less.
Gene Rivers here, and I don't want to seem unduly competitive, but if you'll send me the Cadillac and the $5,000, I'll not only send you a message of 25 words or less, I'll send you back the $5,000.
Okay. keep on saying that life is rough, and every day that's a go and get tough. But if you wait a minute, just stop and think a minute, you can only take out what you put in it. Now you can only take out what you put in it. Yep, that's right. You can only get out what you put in it. And I'll bet you never imagined putting your clothes in cold water and getting out a clean and germ-proof wash. Would you believe mud, coffee stains, and other wash day problems disappearing in cold water? Well, they will. Dirt-free and germ-proof, too. Cold Power Powder, that's for you. So hear what I say, get a germ-proof wash today. Sock a little cold power to it. Sock a little cold power to it, yeah.
Brand new on Monitor now, the Vogues with My Special Angel.
You are my special angel, sent from above.
Cars, if you won't tell people the price.
Well, let me explain. Only the price of this specially equipped javelin is a secret. If you guess it, you can win a javelin free. It's all part of the American Motors Dealers Smart Buyers Convention, where you can now save a ton of money on any American Motors car.
I think I love you.
Please, madam, I'm only human.
Licensed drivers, 18 and over, eligible.
Keep your hands to yourself.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. It's a woman's prerogative to change her mind, and that's why so many smart women insist on oak floors in the homes they buy. Oak floors let you decorate any way you want to and then change your mind. Naturally beautiful oak floors are a perfect background for any style of furnishing, and they complement any color scheme. Dramatize them with area rugs and expose their shining beauty.
Or if you choose, carpet one or more rooms. Oak Floors let you do things your way and change when you like. Don't compromise on quality. Insist on Oak Floors for your new home. This message is brought to you by the Oak Flooring Institute. This girl's in love with you, but keep this in mind. It's only a song. Edie Gourmet is Mrs. Steve Lawrence in Private Life.
You see, this girl
Can 25-game winner Denny McClain play the electric organ as well as he can pitch? You can judge for yourself in a few moments when you hear him with Joe Garagiola in Monitor Sports. Brought to you by Super Royal Triton, the amazing purple motor oil. A motor oil is something like the interior offensive line of a football team. You may not pay much attention to it, but you're sure aware of the results of its performance or lack of performance. And in the case of motor oil, lack of performance can spell trouble with capital dollar signs. The Union Oil Company has the answer. The all-time motor oil, Super Royal Triton. The motor oil so good that it exceeds all car manufacturers' recommendations. Next time you need an oil change, ask for Super Royal Triton. Here's what you'll have going for you. A motor oil that performs in any climate and under any driving condition. A motor oil that keeps your engine clean as you drive. You see, a special detergent actually prevents gummy sludge from settling on engine parts. Instead, the dirt drains out with each oil change. Insist on Super Royal Triton, even if you don't see it on your dealer's shelf. Go with the all-time performer in your car, Super Royal Triton, the amazing purple motor oil. Now, Joe Garagiola.
This afternoon in Yankee Stadium, Denny McClain, who's lost only four games this season, goes after victory number 26. Whether or not he gets to be a 30-game winner, baseball's first in 34 years, has been the biggest baseball question in a year when most of the answers seem to have been supplied early. In addition to his pitching, McClain is also an accomplished organist. Standing on the mound or seated at the Hammond organ, Denny knows his way around. And earlier this week, I had a chance to visit with Denny McClain. And it was natural that the subject got around to music.
You know, how long have you been playing the organ, Denny?
Since I've been 8, Joe. It'll be about 16 years now.
And you were teaching for a while, too.
Yeah, I taught it. I was teaching for a while when I first got in the big leagues. It was, I just wanted to try it, and I started to, and then the nightclub thing started to come, and it just wasn't time.
Tell you about the nightclub thing. Should you win the 30, and chances are you will, it looks that way, what will be your plans in the offseason? Vegas and Florida and everything?
Well, October 9th, tentatively said already, we're going to open up at the Riviera in Las Vegas, and then we're supposed to be doing the Sullivan Show sometime in October, too. But the big thing we've got going right now, we've got a record, an album on Capitol, and be out about the 10th of September.
Naturally, since there was an organ right there, I wasn't going to let Denny McLean get away without showing us the kind of sounds he can make. I asked him what he was going to play, and he said that the name of the song was More. I thought that might be okay, even with the American League hitters. They don't have any objection to hearing more from Denny McLean. It's just that most of them don't want to see more of him. Anyway, here's Denny McLean playing More. Denny McLean of the Detroit Tigers at the Hammond organ. You know, my wife used to be the organist in the ballpark in St. Louis. In fact, she played an all-star game before I did. So I'm sure that Denny McLean will understand if I tell him that he's the second best organist that I know. This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports, and now this from State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. The other day, my brother-in-law says, Phil, when are you going to take advantage of the low, low rates the State Farm Fire and Casualty offers on homeowners insurance? Kevin, I said, since when are you worried about me? He said, I'm not worried about you, Phil. But if your house burns down, I don't want to have to look for someplace else to live.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Joe Garagiola will be your host later today on Monitor, at which time you'll hear him with guest Jerry Lewis, and Senator George McGovern will also be heard from, as well as such Monitor regulars as Al Capp, Bob Considine, Hugh Downs, and you'll be kept up to date with all the important news from around the world and enjoy the latest and best of popular music, so stay with Monitor all day. There's a little teeny bit of Limbo 68, Ole Jose and the Golden Leaves. This is Gene Rayburn, NBC Monitor News on the hour shortly.
We still have more to bring you. Just wait and see. More news, more songs to sing you, more comedy.